Hello, we are the morons who try to talk good. I'm Sam.
And I'm Odile.
And no, Caitlin.
Oh, so sad.
This is her first episode not being on with everybody.
Which is utterly amazing.
I know, I can't believe it.
Kind of my fault, but yeah.
We should stone her. All right, so we're off to a great, great start.
Beginning.
So, we're going to start the way we usually start. Fangirl news.
Fangirl news.
God, I gotta stop doing that. Okay, so, for those, I don't know when this is gonna get put up, but it is Thursday, the 21st, which means it's
Comic-Con!
Today is the start of the official full day of Comic-Con. It is running from the 21st to the 24th. There's gonna be a lot of ridiculous stuff going on, but one of the big things that's happening is Star Trek. Ha! Of course it's Star Trek.
Yeah, because Doctor Who's not there, so.
I have a problem. So, this summer is the 50th anniversary of the Star Trek franchise, and yesterday, during their preview night, it was Star Trek's, movie premiere, or the Comic-Con premiere that they did, and they had a live orchestra there that was playing, and the cast was out there, and everyone was having a good time. However, unfortunately, the cast was missing Anton Yelchin, the actor who played Chekhov, who unfortunately died in an accident earlier this summer. But in remembrance of him, they all wore black Star Trek insignias on their clothes to honor him in his memory. I think that's a very nice gesture.
It's adorable, it's an adorable gesture.
Yeah, so Star Trek officially will come out tomorrow, the 22nd. I'm saying tomorrow because that's tomorrow for us. But on the 22nd, Star Trek is coming out.
Whee!
I'm going to go see it this weekend, and I'll give my review with no spoilers. Because spoilers are for losers.
Spoilers are not for morons who try to talk good.
They're not for... That was beautiful.
I know!
The more you know. Anyway. Speaking of more Star Trek stuff, Mac is over at Star Trek. Mac is over at Comic-Con. You want to tell us why, Oodiddle?
Yes, because Mac has a makeup line dedicated to the women in Star Trek. Although Sam has a few problems with one of them.
As I mentioned on a previous episode.
She's mentioned a few times. But yeah, so it's like they picked four women to represent their makeup line, or four characters from the show. And they debuted the entire makeup line at Comic-Con. They, like, built an entire thing, and people dressed up as the people.
Yeah, they built a replica of the transporter room, and they're all out there.
Which was super cool. And but the official line launches September 16th, and the stuff looks pretty cool.
And I will be pretty there cool. To purchase most of it. All of it. I'm going to buy all of it.
Yeah. I would like the black eyeliner that looked like it was beautiful.
We will post a link on our Twitter at Morin's Podcast of the sample swatches that they did for the line. I'll post that later if I remember.
I'll try to make her remember.
I always say I'm gonna do it, but I never do. I'm the worst. Anyway. So yeah, Comic-Con is the big thing going on this week. A lot of different things are being debuted. I heard from someone, and
sources shall not be named.
Because I can't confirm or deny that this is true. Someone said something about them, coming out with and announcing a new Batman, film that's going to be based on Arkham Asylum. I'm not sure, how I feel about that yet, because I have to see what's even true, and I'll hardcore judge it then. But other Batman things, the Killing Joke is going to be in theaters for one day, at least here, one day, next Tuesday. It's going to have a 7:30 airing and a 10 o'clock airing. It's only two show times, one day.
And then will it be released on DVD?
And this will be on DVD, Blu-ray, that whole 9 yards. Okay. But I am going to go see it.
Too bad I will not be here, otherwise I'd go and see it for you.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
I just can't have it.
Oh god, I'm like that. Okay, I saw a perfect GIF someone made, or GIF, however You can debate that.
Giphy.
It was a gif someone made of, it was like this goose that was eating breadcrumbs. And I think the thing they went with it is OMG breadcrumbs, and its legs would do, like, would just start pattering up and down and up and down. It was so excited. And the someone put the song, I'm so excited with it. And now whenever I hear that song, all I think of is really excited duck.
Goose?
Goose duck.
That goose.
Deuce.
It's a
I said that before I realized what I had said. Anyway.
Yes.
So, yeah. Comic-Con, Star Trek, and the biggest thing that's been going on has taken the United States and not, I don't think everyone in the world by storm. Pokemon! Pokemon!
It seems like Britain's kind of on the same hype thing.
Think they
are. United States.
The U.S. has gone nuts because everyone's now a Pokemon trainer, but everyone's on different teams. Anyway, for those who do not know, and if you do not know what is wrong with you, Pokemon Go released, I believe it was last week, on Android and iOS. It is the greatest thing that's ever been made. You become a Pokemon trainer and you run around and collect Pokemon, and different landmarks around your neighborhood and around where you are Pokestops you can go collect.
Like Pokeballs or like little
or
like
parks or things like that. There's a park near where we are and it's lured all the time. And
yeah.
I don't know, I've caught so much of the same Pokemon. It's insane. It is absolutely insane. And it is great fun. A lot of fun. And I'm a level 14.
You're 14 now? Where you were just 10 the other day.
No, level 14. I'm a level 14 trainer, and I am on Team Instinct, the yellow team, and everyone seems to be all fighting about what team they are, because it's mainly, I've seen Valor versus Mystic, red versus blue, and they're always bickering, and then of course there's the yellow team that's kind of skirting around the back and just kind of letting them do their thing, which is fun. So yeah, I'm on Team Instinct.
I'm a level 9, just made level 9 like 20 minutes ago, so you know, pretty excited over here. Pretty almost excited. At level 10. Because I don't think anything really exciting happens at level 10 other than the fact that you can say you're level 10.
And like the way we're describing it is kind of like you're like World of Warcraft. I'm a level 10 mage.
Yeah, it's turning I into really don't think it means anything, but yeah, I'm almost level 10. Oh my god.
The game is relatively, obviously it's a week old.
Yeah. There's still glitches. It glitches out, it'll freeze out, it happens, it's a new game. They're still working out the glitches.
But no, it's not just glitches and stuff, it's just like obviously the server will crash, but there's not a whole lot of features in regards to being able to interact with others other than being at gyms, and they're not even live matches, it's all like pre-done stuff. Yeah. So, hopefully in the future they'll be putting more interactivity on there so trainers can interact with other trainers and maybe like trades and stuff. But yeah, I don't know, I'm excited to see how this is gonna go.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it develops over the next like few months, especially with all the app updates that there probably will come really quickly.
Yeah. Alright. So that is the end of Fangirl News. Hopefully we'll just do Pokemon updates like every week.
Like, I'm level this now. I'm
level this now. Look who's got this thing. I'm still working on collecting as many Magikarbs as I can. Magikarbs. I don't know. I always said it weird as a kid, so I still say it weird to this day. Okay, so our topic today is woo! So, okay. I don't know why you're doing woo. So, basically, we're talking about how, in recent years, female presence has risen in, geek culture and geek media and just all over the place. And I kind of like the pros of where that's going and kind of the cons of where it's going.
Yeah.
I know it's a really, really big topic and we're just kind of touching on it and we might come back to it, later, but, I kind of also want to talk about this because Ghostbusters came out last week, and
Sam has a massive dilemma with Ghostbusters.
I have a thing against that. But also at the same time, I'm glad that, you know, women are making a rise in a lot of this kind of culture stuff. Culture stuff, that just sounds ridiculous. But, I don't know, I just think that there's a limit to how it's... We'll figure it out. So, like, recently, the Tomb Raider series got rebooted, And a lot of people were really excited about that coming out because Lara Croft started with triangle boobs with, like, super, super short shorts running around. And when the movies came out, it was Angelina Jolie with massive boobs and short shorts. And it was just kind of like a, yeah. it was a man's fantasy. It was like, oh, it was their dream. It was amazing. Yeah,
obviously.
But this new rebooted series, I am a really big fan of it. I like it a lot. It opens up the world for, obviously, women to come in and join. Like, the thing, though, that was sad about it is I used to play it at school because I had it on Steam. And I'd just be playing, and some guys would come by my room, and the first thing they'd say was, "She's hot." And that was the first thing that they would say when they saw the screen. I'm like, really? Oh my gosh, that's all you guys see. And because it's a third person game, all you see is her back through the whole game. That's, you don't even see her front, but they're just like, that's hot. And I don't know, just it kind of shows that, yeah, in games and stuff, it is probably a little bit sometimes more tailored for men. That's usually their main audience. But with things changing nowadays, I don't know, we just have to be a little bit more open. Like, and here we go, guys, The Last of Us, I'm obsessed with this game. But the thing that was great about it was the character Ellie. I'm not gonna blow parts of the game for those who haven't seen it or played it, and if you haven't, you should go do it. I saw a behind the scenes little thing that they made for it. The actress who played Ellie, she had said something like, I don't think she would just sit there and watch all this stuff happen. She'd want to get in there and she'd want to help. Mm-hmm. So they ended up, like, rewriting her whole character because they're like, that's a really good point. Yeah, let's make her more of a focus in the game. So you can end up playing as her and going around and just being
this badass.
Just being a badass character. It didn't matter that she was a girl. Like, either, like, I had a friend, a guy who played that game and said playing her was the best part. And it wasn't because I was playing as a woman. It was because, like, I love that storyline. I liked the way she fought, and I liked how the mechanics worked for it. So, I don't know, seeing that and now bringing in more women to being able to be playable characters, that it's not just about she's got a great rack or her outfit's extremely revealing.
Yeah.
It's because they're just good characters.
Which also brings in the whole part about, like, especially at Comic-Con, women who do want to, like, cosplay, like, they're totally, if you want to cosplay, like, it's up to you, but how ridiculously revealing a costume can be and how ridiculously revealing they feel like they need to make it to be accurate. And I was watching a video by Super Mary Face, and she was talking about making her costume for Harley Quinn for cosplay and Comic-Con, because she was gonna go and she was gonna cosplay as Harley Quinn, obviously.
Which makes me super happy. I love her Harley Quinn.
Yeah, she's really good at doing Harley Quinn, and she was doing the more recent from Suicide Squad costume. And she was talking about, like, when she was making the costume, because she did a tutorial on it, she was like, you can make the shorts however long you want to do them. She's like, it's up to you. It's what you feel comfortable in. And, like, just kind of really pointing out that, like, it doesn't need to be the shortest thing in the world. And it doesn't need to be your boobs are hanging out. Like, while, like, most of her costumes are like that, she was kind of making the point that she was like, this is how I like to do my costumes. So it was her choice, which I thought was kind of really interesting and kind of showing the change instead of just being like, oh, my boyfriend really likes when I cosplay like this. And so I'm going to wear this kind of stuff.
This brings us back over to Ghostbusters. And Odile and I were talking about this earlier. The movie came out in 84, and they were planning on making a third one, and it was going to come out, I don't know, a couple of years ago. But when the actor Harold Ramis died, they ended up scratching the whole thing. But
being that he was one of the main people.
Yeah, obviously, because he was one of the main four. So when that ended up getting scrapped, they still wanted to make the Ghostbusters, so they went ahead, but they decided to gender swap all of the roles. And so when they did the casting, everyone freaked out about it, and the whole time I just wasn't really sure. Because, I mean, I'm really not into reboots. I mean, I really feel like if something was made, you should just leave it alone. Which is why at first, not gonna lie, I was super sketched out about the Star Trek films. But the thing that at least made me feel better about it was the fact that they're, like, alternate timeline, but still, like, there were some parts of it that I was kind of skeptical on. So, just like this one, I wasn't really sure. about any of it. And I started reading people's reviews for it, and a lot of the comments people were making were about how Chris Hemsworth's character was, you know, he was a total idiot, but they hired him because he was hot. And a lot of people were saying, oh, that's how, you know, they treat women in a lot of these films. So, like, it's kind of, like, looking at it and kind of making people think about how we cast people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's honestly thinking, like, yeah, okay, fine, you want to open up people's eyes to it. But really, if you want to solve that problem, why would you even do that to begin with?
Yeah.
Or if you're just going to poke, like, if you're just going to, like, point at it and just say it exists, like, that you're just making it up. Like, you know, all you're doing is just pushing that fact. You're not really taking the time to say, well, this is a really messed up stereotype that people have in films, like, oh, you're just super hot but your character will be dumb. Don't just reiterate the point by reversing it. Why not just go out there and just
change it?
Just go out and change it. It's not that difficult. You're the writer, you have the ability to do so. Again, I haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. These are not my views. I don't ever plan on seeing it, just because I'm just disappointed that they even made it to begin with. And yeah, you know, fine. Again, my issue isn't the fact that it's all women. It's just the fact that I think some of it got pushed a little too far. I really don't think they should have made this film.
Yeah.
I really don't think it ever should have been made. There are, like I said, more sequels should never have been made. But, you know, it is what it is. We can't take it back. So yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, the fun part of this, let's talk about the fun part, Felicia Day.
Felicia Day!
She is the goddess of everything geeky and, oh.
Okay, Felicia Day is my god. Okay, now that sounds like I'm worshipping her. No, I think Felicia Day is a really important female voice in geek culture. For those who don't know who Felicia Day is, she's the founder of a company called Geek & Sundry. She's an actress. She does producing, writing for all sorts of just cool geeky media. She wrote and started a show called The Guild. That was super, super popular. You can probably find it. It's all over the internet. You can go find it. It's really, really good. It's about this super socially awkward woman who's played by Felicia, who ends up meeting her World of Warcraft group in real life and trying to, like, figure out, like, sort out their lives. Yeah. But also still trying to be geeky and weird and just all of the above. So it's a great show. She does a great job. She's just like that character, super, like, kind of awkward, but she's, I don't know, she's just awesome. I love everything she does. She's super, super cool. And she's definitely helped allow me to try to go out and just not be ashamed of being
geeky,
a complete weirdo. And I'm totally content with that.
Yeah, me too. I think she's definitely, she gives a really good message on, like, because she isn't, like, a super sexualist kind of person. Like, she's very, like, I like to do this, and then I do this, and, like, she has a blog, or not a vlog, called The Flog.
That was running for a bit.
And it's now not anymore, but it's funny, like, it's just random stuff, like, it's random, and it's kind of, like, our, more into talk good, like, we just kind of talk about random stuff, like, it's not necessarily, like, we do a bit of planning, but it's mostly on the spot, and I think that's kind of really fun to see that kind of side of the geeky culture, and she's a really good influence, and I've loved her and everything I've seen. She's been in, like, a few House episodes, or she was in a House episode.
I got introduced to Felicia Day through a show called Eureka, which ran on Sci-Fi, and her character is just like the way that she is. Really, really nervous, super awkward, not sure about what to do or anything.
That's her in Supernatural, too.
I don't know. Felicia Day is great. She, for those who, again, if you don't know a whole lot about her, she released a book. It was a memoir called, oh, I Have It. This is sad. You're Never Weird on the Internet Sometimes. It's weird, but it's really, really cool because it's about her, I don't know, her rise up to where she was and everything she had to go through in order to get up there. And don't know. She's a really cool, positive role model. At least I consider her a role model. And all hail Felicia Day. All hail Felicia Day.
The Felicia.
We love you, Felicia. Another, I don't know, just talk about women in general just made me think of that, because I have a TARDIS in my room looking right at it. When they cast the Master as a woman.
Yeah.
That kind of blew everyone's mind, because it made it more, made it totally possible for the Doctor to maybe be a woman in the future.
Definitely.
And her character's amazing. She, like, everyone loves her. They think she's just the best, and
she's ridiculous. She's utterly ridiculous, but I love it.
All right, so I think that's the end of that. Yeah. Let's go on to our fave three.
Let's see.
Shall we think?
I'm gonna glance at my phone. Well, probably the top app I've been using has been Pokemon Go.
Here we go. That's that. Those are just our favorites. Just Pokemon Go. Do it.
That's been, like, the top app that I've been using recently. That and, like, Spotify, just because I love listening to music, and so I've been blasting Hamilton whenever I'm in my car by myself.
One of my favorites is Weird Live. It's just gardening. I don't know. Lately, it's been sunny.
How's the Mushroom Watch going?
Shroom Watch is dead. It grew shrooms, and I ate them. They were delicious. And, I just got so caught up in eating them that I didn't take any photos. My own fault, though. But I planted, rosemary from seeds, and they're already sprouting. They're about 2 inches tall, so I can transplant them soon. And I just started my lavender plants. And I'm growing a bonsai tree at the moment, and they all haven't died. Knock on wood. So, as before, anything I used to touch would just die instantly. But now it's Allie. Sorry, my cat is on my clothes.
Cat!
Anyway, so yeah, gardening is a lot of fun. It's a good way to get outside, because you're literally outside. And, I don't know, it's cool to watch something just grow from nothing. And you get so proud.
Yeah.
I'm so proud. So yeah, gardening. What else do you got?
Favorite TV show right now? Game of Thrones. Still trying to finish up season 6. I'm loving it. As usual. All the drama and all the stuff. I won't give any spoilers because I know that people hate spoilers. But, I mean, I'm not even done, so don't spoil the end for me.
Good job.
I got, like, 3 more episodes left of the season. But I love it. I love it so much. It's hilarious. Everyone dies at some point. So it's kind of just more of a waiting game on who's going to die next and campaigning for who you want. And all the fun stuff that they've revealed.
One of my other favorites that I recommend is... it's from Geek and Sundry. Really, really weird. So we're talking about Felicia. This is about Felicia. She started a show with her brother. It's on YouTube, on their show Geek and Sundry. It's called Co-optitude. And Co-optitude is her and her brother, and they used to play retro games, now they play just anything that they find. And it's just the two of them playing video games, because when they were younger, they never had those consoles, so it's just them as adults trying to figure it out. And they just swear at each other and hit each other and screw with each other as players, and it's great. It's a lot of fun just watching them try to play it and then fail because they don't read the directions or read backstories, so they get super confused.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's much fun. I think they're on, like, episode, like, 60 or 70. I don't know. They have a lot of episodes out. I was, like, marathoning them last night because
they're fun.
Some I hadn't seen in a while. So, yeah, go watch it. It's called Co-optitude.
They're funny, 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 funny peoples.
Was that your three? Was that three? No, you have one more.
One more. I'm gonna say travel. Travel, 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 travel.
You're just saying that because you're going on a trip.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all I can think about right now. I'm gonna be gone for 2.5 weeks. I'm going to London and Paris for 1.5 days. And then Spain. And I'm so excited. Oh, you know what my mom told me the other day? We're going to go Harry Potter World.
What?
The studios? Yeah.
Oh, I hate you. I hate you so much.
I want to take so many photos.
I hate you. You're the worst. We're not friends anymore.
My mom was like, the studios, let's go. And I was like, yes.
I hate you. Please, photos, send me.
I will send you all of them. I'm gonna walk through Hogwarts.
I hate you.
Oh, I'm dying. My mom was talking because we were dropping my sister off at the airport yesterday, and she was like, "Oh, like what's your must do? Like, what do you really want to do?" And I was like, "I didn't even know we were picking these." I was like, "I have to find something." She was like, "Oh, I thought we were just gonna do it in the studio, the Harry Potter studios." And I was like, "As much as I love that, I also want another must do."
Oh my god, that's so jealous.
So, any recommendations? Somewhere in Madrid or Barcelona. Give me a must-do when you go to Madrid or Barcelona.
If you have gone.
If you've gone. Or if you've heard of something.
You can send it to us at our Twitter, at Morons Podcast.
Or Facebook. Or Instagram.
Instagram, that is at Morons Podcast. Still.
And isn't Facebook, too?
And Facebook. It's just Morons are trying to talk good. Morons who try to talk good.
Do good. And be good.
Yeah. Do good. Okay. So, my third are cats. And I'm not just saying that because I'm staring at one that's clearly attempting to
escape.
Sleep on my clothes. Allie, get down. She sheds like a man woman. Allie. Whatever. I also just say cats are amazing. They're super low maintenance, unless you have a high maintenance cat, in which case, then yes, high maintenance. But cats are nice. They're super cute and fuzzy. I really want a cat. Like, really, really, really badly want a cat, and I'm considering smuggling one into my dorm.
Do it.
I'm gonna do it. No one's gonna stop me.
Get a kitten.
Anyway. So, that is all that we have on today's episode. You can find us on social media at Twitter, at Morons Podcast.
Instagram
at Morons Podcast, and on Facebook at Morons Who Try to Talk Good.
All of them.
We are not sure what our next episode is going to be because poor Oodiddle is going to go have fun on a vacation.
I know, I won't be here. Oh,
jeez, you're the worst.
So you get Caitlin and Sam for two weeks. You'll probably have a Broadway.
Poor souls.
You'll probably have a Broadway episode if Alana comes to join for one day. So we'll see.
Or a Skyrim episode if my other friend decides to join. Because, okay, fun fact. Got her addicted to Skyrim. She's now logged in like a year over 200 and something hours. And she just really wants to talk about Skyrim.
Anyway. Skyrim episode it is.
Skyrim! Whatever. So, I am Sam.
I'm Odile.
We're the morons who try to talk good.
Obviously.
And you will listen to us next week.
You'll hear from us next week. That sounds like a forceful
thing. You will listen.
You will listen to us because you like us. And
forced liking on other people. Dear Lord. Have a great week.
Have fun.
Talk to you later.
Bye.